From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 475 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines.
Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said, keep up the spirit for national development in 2023. It is a mark of MDS public to oversee election agenda. I'm going to put some more.
Now the news in details. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has asked all parties to welcome 2023 with a good spirit in a bid to continue the development in Indonesia. This was affirmed in a video broadcast on his Instagram account at setwapres.ri, which was monitored on Sunday. He also stated that with the help of God Almighty, the nation's hard work will be able to improve equitable welfare for all people. Previously, President Joko Widodo on his Instagram account at Jokowi also invited all parties to welcome new hopes, challenges, and opportunities in 2023. He also invited all parties to welcome the 2023 new year with the determination to take Indonesia's one step farther. The president also reminded that Indonesia has managed to get through the pandemic and the threat of recessions through a positive economic growth. The Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, asked the public to participate in overseeing the 2024 general election agenda and maintaining peace in the life of the nation and state in the 2023 political year. In a live broadcast on national TV to welcome the New Year's on Saturday night, he stated that Indonesians are determined to hold the elections on schedule. He reminded that some election stages will be conducted in 2023 and they must be guarded properly. Some of these activities are the presidential and vice presidential candidacy, as well as the candidacy for members of the House of Representatives DPR, Provincial House of Representatives DPRD, and District or City House of Representatives. Chairperson of the Corruption Eradication Commission KPK Firly Bahuri hopes that 2023 will bring a new spirit to corruption eradication in Indonesia. In a statement quoted on Sunday, he stated that the commission never stops to serve for the nations in order to make Indonesia completely free from corrupt practices. Earlier, KPK had conveyed its performance and achievement throughout 2022, starting from the field of education, prevention, to prosecution. KPK hopes that consistent and collaborative work in education, prevention, and prosecutions can support Indonesia to become a developed, prosperous, and corruption-free country. Pope Francis hailed the beloved Benedict XVI in New Year's Day services on Sunday as the Vatican released the first pictures of the former pope following his death at the age of 95. His body is moved on Monday morning to St. Peter's Basilica, where for 3 days the public will be able to pay their respect before a funeral on Thursday overseen by Pope Francis. Francis, 86 years old, paid tribute to his predecessors at the New Year's Eve service on Saturday and again on Sunday, later delivering his Sunday Angelus prayer in front of thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square. The Pope bowed his head in a moment of silence in the memory of the late Pope, who's pontiff. Let's move on to the international news, where the Syrian army said on Monday that Israel had carried out a missile strike on Damascus International Airport and put out of service, the latest in a string of strikes targeting Iran-linked assets. A volley of air-launched missiles had hit the airport at 2 a.m. local time, the army said in a statement. They had come from the direction of Lake Tiberias in Israel. Missiles had also hit targets in the south of Damascus, killing two members of the Syrian armed forces and causing some damage, the army said. Canada on Saturday said it requires travelers on Canadian-bound flights departing China to test negative for COVID-19. The requirements, which take effect at 12:01 a.m. ET on Thursday, apply to all travelers 2 years of age and older arriving on flights in Canada originating from the People's Republic of China, Hong Kong, or Macau. Travelers will be required to provide evidence of a negative COVID-19 test results taken no more than 2 days before departure to the airline prior to boarding. The temporary measures will be in place for 30 days and be reassessed as more data becomes available, the Canadian government said. The Philippines' main gateway remained on reduced operations on Monday after a New Year's power outage that jolted its air traffic control, with authorities scrambling to resume full service after more than 300 flights were disrupted. The aging Ninoy Aquino International Airport was early on Monday, handling a maximum of 15 arrivals per hour compared to 20 during normal operation, said Cesar Chiang, general manager of Manila International Airport Authority. He added that the outage was the result of the unprecedented failure to both primary and secondary power supplies. Listener, let's move on to a diplomatic corner on Poland explores collaboration opportunities with East Kalimantan. Poland probes to collaborate with the government of East Kalimantan in the sectors of energy, environment, trade, tourism, and education. Deputy Head of Mission Embassy of Poland, Piotr Firlos, had a meeting with the Secretary of East Kalimantan Government, Sri Wahyuni, in Samarinda. Piotr Firlos hoped that his very first visit to East Kalimantan could result in a decent collaboration between Poland and East Kalimantan. In his official statement, Piotr Firlos remarked that there are collaboration opportunities in various sectors, namely energy, environment, trade, health, tourism, and education. Piotr claims that East Kalimantan has been one of the largest coal-producing provinces in Indonesia and a coal supplier for Eastern European nation. He is expecting a more intense collaboration between both parties in the field of information and technology, one of which is in the form of a scholarship program in East Kalimantan. In the meantime, Sri Wahyuni gave a positive response to the offer. Along with that, she also explained about other existing business and investment opportunities in other fields. Furthermore, the East Kalimantan government will also send various information about tourism, conservation of orangutans and sun bears, as well as underwater activities, in hope that travel agents in Poland could introduce the potential of East Kalimantan. Well, Ezra, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. start today in history with 2nd of January 1942, where the Philippines was occupied by the Japanese. The Japanese launched a sudden attack at Clark Air Base in Pampanga, the Philippines, on December 8, 1941. The aerial bombardment was followed by the landing of Japanese troops on Luzon Island. The defense of Philippines and the United States troops under the command of General Douglas MacArthur experienced pressure from the Japanese army. On 2nd January 1942, the whole of the Philippines fell to the Japanese. The Philippines became independent on July 4, 1946. Moving on to January 2, 1962, where the Mandela Command was formed. The Mandela Command was formed by President Sukarno on January 2, 1962, after the Trikora Operation. It was an Indonesian military operation. The military operation aimed to combine the western parts of Papua with Indonesia. Due to the Mandela Command based in Makassar, Sulawesi, the United States representative, Ellsworth Bunker, put forward the suggestions for the Dutch-Indonesian problem, which could finally be resolved with Western Papua becoming the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. We enter in history with 2nd January, where the World Introvert Day is accorded. World Introvert Day is commemorated on January 2nd every year. It is dedicated to a day to understand all introverts around the world. World Introvert Day was initiated by the popular German psychologist and author Felicitas Hein in September 2011. She highlighted the various discriminations that introverts often experience due to their introverted nature and low appreciation by the general public. January 2nd was chosen because on that day, introverts around the world took a break from the crowds that occurred throughout the Christmas to New Year's holidays.
Di dompet tak ada duit, teman-teman.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin, Arshad Rashid, is optimistic that the downstreaming and strengthening of the domestic market will be the key to facing the economic crisis in 2023. It has been predicted that this year will be a difficult year due to economic turmoil and a challenging global situation. In fact, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has predicted global economic growth to slow down from 2.9% to 2.7%. In addition, currently there are still many countries with high inflation. Even so, Arshad Rashid is optimistic that Indonesia will be able to overcome obstacles because it has the potential for the downstream industries to improve the economy. Therefore, he believes that encouragement for downstreaming in various commodity sectors is needed, especially agriculture, plantation, forestry, and fisheries. These sectors have a large contribution to the economy by maximizing the portions of exports. As quoted by Antara on Thursday, Arshad Rashid father said that his side hopes that the government and business actors can collaborate to create added value to natural resources so that they can increase the selling value and competitiveness of domestic superior export commodities. According to Arshad Rashid, 2023 could be a transformative year if business actors are able to identify permanent market opportunities. He added that Indonesia is blessed with various minerals and renewable energy potentials. Therefore, Indonesia must carry out the downstreaming so there are added values and spurring economic growth. In addition to the downstream potentials, Indonesia must also maximize its domestic market share to develop industrial performance. Moreover, the threat of a global recession is still the toughest risk that must be faced by entrepreneurs. Reduced global demand, especially for export-oriented industry, will also have an impact on the performance of companies. They will be at risk of reducing operational expenses, one of which is by layoffs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, karena tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia, di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Mmm. terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa, oh, 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 di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Kima Atas Waterfall in North Sulawesi. Kima Atas Waterfall is the most beautiful water tourism in Manado City, North Sulawesi. This becomes the residents' favorite recreational destination. This waterfall has a natural panorama that can spoil the eyes. Kima Atas Waterfall is located in Kima Atas Village, Mapanget District, Manado City. The location is about 10 kilometers from Sram Ratulangi Airport and 15 kilometers from downtown of Manado City and can be accessed by personal or public motor vehicles. This waterfall can be reached within 50 minutes from downtown of Manado City by land transportation. This waterfall has 3 steps and a height of about 8 meters. Under the waterfall, there is a reservoir of water that forms a pool so that visitors can swim in the area. The panorama around this waterfall is very beautiful, and it is surrounded by green trees so that the atmosphere is cool and calm. The water flows into the clean Kima River and empties into the Manado Beach. The water flow from the upper Kima waterfall is not too heavy because there is a plain which makes this waterfall look like to have levels. The water that comes down from above will indeed hit layers of rocks before going down to the bottom, so the resulting water flow is not too heavy. Therefore, you can swim and enjoy the flow of water from the waterfall directly in the water reservoir. There are several places that are quite deep, and this place is suitable for those of you who are proficient at swimming. If you are not good at swimming, you can just play in the water around shallow areas. If you don't want to swim, you can roll out a mat and sit around the waterfall to enjoy the rushing water. At the location of this waterfall, there are trees that are quite dense and large. If you want to stay overnight, there are quite a lot of inns here. Because the location is not too far from downtown of Manado, of course, there will be many inns with a variety of prices there. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat masih terasa ku ingat detik itu, kisah rumahku dan rumahmu, cerita yang pilu saat terluka terkecap mimpiku dan mimpimu. Sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi seperti
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Likupang, which means touring Likupang. We are going to present you a conversation between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a cabin crew. The cabin crew welcomes Dev by greeting him. Let's listen to the conversation.
Selamat siang.
Selamat siang.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Siang. Siang, which means afternoon. Selamat siang. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Selamat siang. In Indonesian language, greetings are divided into four times, namely morning, noon, afternoon, and evening. In the morning, you can say Selamat pagi, which means good morning. In the afternoon, you can say good afternoon. And also in the afternoon. In the evening, you can say selamat malam, which means good evening. As a response, you can say the same thing. So, if you want to say a greeting in the afternoon, you can say selamat siang, which means good afternoon. Let's listen to the other examples to give and respond to a greeting. Selamat pagi, which means good morning. Selamat sore, which means good afternoon. Sore, sore, which also means good afternoon. Selamat malam, which means good evening. Malam, malam, which also means good evening. The greetings selamat pagi, selamat siang, selamat sore, or selamat malam are usually used for someone you just knew or someone you respect. You can also use the expressions in an official event. To greet friends or younger persons, you can use the expressions hi, hello, pagi, siang, sore, and malam. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat siang.
Selamat siang.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Kembali dalam satu masa yang takkan pernah terganti, janji suci yang dulu pernah terucap masih tersimpan dalam hatiku. Mengisi ruang di hatiku. Oh, salahkah bila
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Malu Malu by First Vivian. First, a new group of Indonesia released their debut entitled Malu Malu on October 7, 2022. This group consists of 7 teenagers, namely Jessica, Fia, Reva, Rara, Faila, Sachiko, and Safa. The song Malu Malu tells about someone's happiness when she is greeted by somebody who she loves. Even though she is shy, she wants to be close with him. The song is a cheerful song and suitable with the character of those personnel who are still teenagers. Well, listener, here is First featuring Vivian with the keroncong song entitled Malu Malu.
Aku takut bila aku membisu saat mata.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua getaran ini. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa? Dan aku
aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selalu setia.
Our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.